This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The genetic editing of plants to contain edible vaccines is well underway. Work is being done with bananas, potatoes, tomatoes, lettuce, rice, wheat, soybeans, and corn. Companies like Medicago are using gene editing to turn plants into mini bioreactors.
Medicago's manufacturing facility looks like a nursery, but inside these plants, they're growing a new kind of vaccine. The technology is called a virus-like particle.
At Medicago, we use a careful step-by-step process to develop vaccines, using our plants as mini bioreactors. We start with the gene sequence or code of a virus. We then use our technology to synthesize the virus code into a real biological product. The code contains genetic instructions that our plants can read, and we insert it into bacteria called Agrobacterium tumefaciens. We submerge the plants in a bath with the bacteria that carries the information into the plant cells. And using a vacuum, we suck out the air between the plant cells and replace it with the liquid. The plants absorb it like a sponge. At the end of their bacterial bath, we return our plants to a carefully controlled greenhouse to let them get on with their natural growing business for at least 4 days. Now the plants will start producing the most important ingredient of our vaccines, virus-like particles.
Gene editing is now officially in our meat industry. Lobbyists for the cattlemen and pork associations in several states have confirmed that they will be using the mRNA COVID vaccines on their livestock. Attorney Tom Renz has been warning that there is no law requiring anyone to give informed consent for vaccine food. There are no laws requiring anyone to tell you the food you are buying has been vaxxed with the spike protein clot shot. The UK recently passed into law the Genetic Technology Precision Breeding Bill. The bill amends the Environmental Protection Act of 1990 to exclude references to precision bred organisms so far as they relate to marketing. Precision bred organism is another term for gene edited. So now in the UK, food that's been gene edited can be legally marketed as non-GMO. And if this UK gene-edited meat makes its way to America, it can be labeled non-GMO here as well. And so long as it's butchered in America, it can be labeled product of USA. The fake alternative meat being pushed by Bill Gates and others is made of immortal cell lines. In other words, cancerous tumor cells. Real meat is being blamed for climate change. And a recent independent study suggests that most of our meat is already contaminated. Using infrared spectroscopy and electron microscopy, Dr. Anna Maria Mialcia has been studying the blood of the vaxxed and the unvaxxed for over a year now. And at first, she was finding the same contamination in only the blood of the vaxxed, a contamination that she describes as ribbon-like structures, much like the mysterious blood clots being found by coroners. But lately she's been finding these ribbon-like structures in the blood of the unvaxxed as well. By measuring the frequency of one of these mysterious rubbery blood clots, Dr. David Jennigan has developed a way of detecting the same frequency in the vaxxed. Recently, he's found this unique frequency in the meat being sold in his local grocery store, and asked Dr. Mialcia to confirm his findings. Her microscopy showed that the blood samples taken from products in the grocery store were all contaminated with the similar ribbon-like structures found in the blood of the vaxxed. Most of the meat in the grocery store is from overseas, and if we want to eat uncontaminated meat, we'll have to start buying direct from farms in America that still produce all natural organic protein and take back control of our democidal government. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
have three new game-changing products. They're in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential to read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to play a few more minutes of Trump's speech. I'm going to get it all in this hour, but we've already gone through about half of it. The media is censoring it. We'll play a few more minutes of it and go to your phone calls responding to this historic crisis. Here it is.
They don't follow the law, which has very severe penalties. He had classified documents that he took while he was a senator, which is absolutely inexcusable. And other senators, including Democrats, are outraged. But he's not being harassed and hounded like the people who work for me are. In fact, they seem to have forgotten about his documents entirely. So many, thousands and thousands. It's okay with him. They like to say that I'm obstructing, which I'm not, because I was working with NARA very nicely until the raid on my home. But Biden is obstructing by making it impossible to get the 1,850 boxes or explain why many documents were located in Chinatown. Can't explain it. Why were they in Chinatown? I don't know. Lastly, I'm under investigation. This time a civil investigation by another racist in reverse, who also campaigned on, I will get Trump. I will get him. This was her campaign. Never ran for office. I will get him. Her name is Letitia James. And she proclaimed while campaigning, quote, I look forward to going into the office of the Attorney General every single day, suing him, and then going home. Before she knew me. She announced, what is fueling my soul right now is Trump. And that she had her eyes on Trump Tower. Those eyes are focused on Trump Tower. Didn't know the young lady. She even assured her supporters in an election promise that we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally. And then she claimed that I was an illegitimate president. Think of it. With all we did on energy, with all we did on the military, on taxes, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history, right to try, people able to get drugs now that aren't approved. Hopefully we don't have that problem. Letitia James vowed to use every area of the law to, quote, investigate President Trump and his business transactions. Those transactions are going to be investigated, she said. And that of her family and his family, because we're going after his family and we're going after them hard. This is all before entering office and all before knowing anything at all about me. But she's going to get me. This is why, along with unrelenting crime, so many people and companies are leaving New York. She said that I falsified my financial statements, but in fact, we're proving and will prove that my financial statements were substantially more than we submitted, not less. And in all cases, have a strong disclaimer clause in them, which tells the institutions that may look at that, if they want to, not to rely on the statement. But they've got a problem with their case, because number one, I'm very underleveraged. They can't believe it, all the stuff they read and gave. And have very little debt relative to the value of assets. And importantly, not one bank has lost even $1. She was investigating me to save banks. They have very good lawyers. But they didn't lose a dollar with us during this period of time. In fact, the banks we're talking about made almost $200 million off Donald Trump, and they liked me very much. We never missed a payment, never got a default notice, had a great relationship with all of them. I don't need banks. We have a lot of cash. Built a great business with my family. Built a fantastic business.
And again, this is the weakest part of the speech. It gets really hardcore. We're going to go to your calls first, where he talks about the Soviet Union and the tyranny and the takeover of America. But if anything, Trump defends himself too much. He's got to go on the offense more here. But yeah, compared to anybody else in business, because they've got laws written for everything, they selectively enforce them. The guy's as clean as a whistle. And they've tried to put him in jail for decades, and now they just don't care. They're going for it. Even the left admits it's an empty indictment. This is so dangerous because it shows the people that have hijacked our country are inept. They don't care how bad it makes them look because they think they'll never get in trouble for the crimes they've committed. All right, let's go to Daryl in North Carolina and then everybody else. Alex, Eric, David, Ann, Stan, Pete, Baldy, Luke. We'll get to all of you. Daryl, what's your take on this?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I watched that whole speech last night, and it seemed to me like he was the captain of the Titanic telling everybody that the ship just hit an iceberg and we're going down and get ready for your lifeboat. And I felt the same way about the applause and cheering. I felt they were a little too celebratory and not enough sobriety. But, you know, things are coming so hard and so fast that I think people's heads are spinning. And what you're about to talk about with the Soviet Union, that's exactly the parallel that I want to tell you about, which is that, you know, I knew some Russian people that lived next door to me that went through that in the mid-'80s when they collapsed. And talking to them, it was about a 10-year period of hardship. So people, you know, I think we got to get more, you know, sober and really take the preparing seriously. That was my takeaway.
I agree with you. And next hour, we'll talk with Mike Adams about the real state of the economy. It is crazy. Rickards, big economist, says why the panic is just beginning. Global bankruptcy already baked in. U.S. economy grinds to halt as loan demand sells crater in aftermath of bank crisis. Fear gauge in U.S. Europe rises as traders flee banks. Forget BW3, it's Bretton Woods 2 that delivered neo-feudalism, soaring inflation. ADP employment report confirms labor market weakness in March. Futures dip ahead of private payroll data after hawkish surprise of New Zealand. UBS chair warns of execution risk in Credit Suisse takeover. Says integration will take 4 years. FedEx restructures operations to create more flexible, efficient network. It just continues on. So the world is in crisis. They're moving away from the dollar. And the average conservative, I still don't think, gets that we're in a total war, New World Order takeover. And I'm not mad at the crowd. We found a version that didn't have them too loud. Actually, the mic up at his podium, the rest of the feeds I saw, you couldn't even hear what he was saying. They were yelling and screaming the whole time because they were just so excited to be at Mar-a-Lago. This isn't about a bunch of peacocks at Mar-a-Lago. It's about the country in crisis, the world in crisis.
Right, right. And in parallel, if you want to kind of look at where we're at, we're probably in year two of about a 10-year process that, you know, they have to go after the savers, the people with the money. That's why it's the big, you know, the white Americans are the ones to go after. They're the villains. Well, those are the ones who have 401ks. They're the ones that still have savings, a couple of hundred grand in a savings account in the bank. And they're the ones who traditionally take the haircut.
And then when the central banks take everybody's money, they call it reparations, even though the blacks will get none of it.
Bingo. bingo. So then that they continue to turn everybody against each other. And it's the intelligence agencies guiding this. I think the FBI has pretty much told us that they're in charge. If you look at their behavior the last few years, they're signaling that they're the ones in charge.
That's right. They've merged with the CIA and the Pentagon and are in one unified group against us.
Exactly. And what it is I think you had Auntie Rosie on from Big Island a while ago. Great interview, by the way. She gave some great advice. What do you do, everybody? Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Let them eat themselves.
That's right. They're spoiling to get a physical fight going to legitimize them. Nope, we just live our lives, work with each other, and just let them kill themselves.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yep. Stay out of the way. Don't try to protest. Don't try to beat it, because eventually the evil will go after itself. And that's how you do it. But again, we're in a multi-year process of this. So I think the Trump indictment also is going to be the distraction.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. Great point.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're live on this Wednesday edition. We're taking your phone calls right now. We're down to the last 8 minutes of Trump's speech, the most important part. But first, we'll take more calls before we go to it. Luke in Indiana, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are we doing?
Man, I lived to be inside the New World Order. It all came true like the old timers said, exactly like they said. I mean, we are living revelation.
I've been listening since 2011, and I cannot believe I'm doing this. I started getting active.
Hey, I can hear you clear, and I think you turned your head away. Talk right in the receiver.
Yes, sir. I started getting active recently because I seen all the COVID stuff roll out. We got a TMI group. Indy Luke called me on Twitter. New group. I just wanted to go over the state of the republic and how important it is to stay positive.
Yeah, listen, brother. I'm not screening your call, so you're on air right now. The problem is your phone's really muffled. Are you on a speakerphone?
No. Can you hear me?
Just try to put your mouth right up to it.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear now. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to talk about the state of the republic and. The importance of staying positive. The Republic, we're in like really dangerous times right now. You got the whole Trump narrative going through, you know, and it's bad in and of itself. But like, you got economic collapse, you got S-686 and stuff that are going through. I actually did a show yesterday on. I seen the vaccines and the food, like they're hitting us with vaccines and the food supply and stuff now, and it's getting serious, man. It's messed up.
That's right. They're going for broke, and now I can hear you loud and clear. And you're absolutely right that Trump and this indictment is just a symptom of how out of control the globalists are.
Yeah, you got the CIA with complete information warfare against the people through propaganda. Through the Smith-Munt Amendment that Obama passed, no one's talking about that. You know, there's so much information warfare, and I can't harp on that enough. How just we're being hit from every facet, from a multifaceted, just getting a beat down. People need to stay positive, though. You know, get out there, get locally active.
No, I agree, you Luke. Know? It's one hell of a historic time to be alive. Thanks for the call. Eric in Arkansas, go ahead. Hey, Eric's gone. Let's go to Ann in Florida. Ann, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
God bless you, Alex, and the crew also.
Thank you.
My comment is that, as you know, Trump is a showman. And while the arrest, for me, was the whole thing was a publicity stunt by Trump. He could have stayed in Florida. Governor DeSantis said he wouldn't extradite him. And he went. And to me, he just surrendered again, just like he did with the election. So it's really a disappointment, and it's just for show.
Well, I think it's fair to say he backed down some of the election and backed down on the shots. But if he didn't go to New York, they would say he was guilty and absconding, and they could probably get a federal warrant. And bypass that. So I think, you know, going and facing his false accusers and saying he's not guilty, I think that's kind of his right to do that. I don't know if it's fair to say that was bad.
Well, maybe he's right, but to me, it's just like he choked again. And, you know, he gave up on the Jan 6ers, and his best friend, Paul Manafort, still in jail, you know, the guy that ran his campaign. I just, he's not doing it for me.
Well, Manafort is out of jail.
Oh, that's good. Finally.
But listen, I have your criticisms of Trump. I mean, I agree with you that he's not perfect. But clearly they're trying to election meddle. and keep us from having the candidate that the majority would vote for right now. He would be president if the election was held tomorrow.
I hope we have a different candidate. I know your show has been pushing him and everything, but I don't really see him as the answer. He had
sure.
too many people.
I mean, listen,
for
I know shill's a $10 word, and that's cute and everything, and I like it. You said Paul Manafort's in prison. He was out of prison 2 years ago. Okay? You said I'm a shill, so just tell me how I'm a shill.
Use the word shill. You use the word shill. I just said you guys are pushing him. So every time you have on Roger, he's like slamming DeSantis, claiming his wife is the Academy Award doll, and it's just really not nice. And then it's just to me, I don't really see it. I'm a Floridian. I really like the governor. I like Ron Paul. I mean, there's other people that I think that do the job because, like I said, Trump choked, and I don't think he deserves another chance.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I share your criticism of Trump on the poison shots, but the system coming after the front runner, if they did this to a Democrat, I would be against it, okay?
Oh, yeah, I agree what they did was bad, but I think he's just putting on a show.
All right, I appreciate your call. There's no doubt Trump's a showman. I agree with you on that. I thought you said you're a shill. That's a classic thing to say. Baldy in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alexander. This is why this is the greatest show in the history of the world, because you allow people to come on and call you a shill to your face. So thank you very much for this opportunity to speak to everyone, because I really feel that together we are changing hearts and minds, and we still may be able to save the world. As a longtime listener, I've tried nearly every one of your nutraceuticals, products like DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, and your vitamin C and zinc with rose hips have become staples of my everyday life.
Thank you.
But what I feel, you're welcome. And what I feel is more important, though, is your filtration systems. The fact that we spend one-third of our life in our bed, everyone should have an air filter in your bedroom at least. You have no idea what you're missing if you don't. And if you're not filtering your water that you drink, the water that you cook with, or even the water that you clean your fruits and vegetables with, again, you are not taking your health into your own hands like you can. It'll change everything for you. And once you get back the shower filters, I propose you get together a package with all three to get everyone started with a healthier living.
Well, let me interrupt you, and then we'll come back from Greg Baldy. You'll get your point out. But I want to just say something about this. It came out 2 weeks ago. We've done some reports on it, but I haven't covered it personally. They gave the Health and Human Services Department and the EPA months ago a 50-plus university, 20-year study consortium that the IQs were dropping because of fluoride in the water and fertility. Of course, they knew that. That's why they did it. And Admiral, whatever his name is, the guy that dresses like a girl, he blocked that. But the report still came out. So, yes, they are bombing us through the water supply. If you think it's bad they're giving mRNA shots to some of the cows, which then creates prions you can eat and get sick from, and what does it giving a cow a shot do? It's all just a way to hit us with it. If you think that's bad, ladies and gentlemen, what they call fluoride is just toxic waste. That's a buy-all catchphrase for up to 300-plus chemicals they dump in the water so they don't have to store it or process it. So stay there, Baldy. We'll come right back to you and more calls and finish up with Trump's historic censored speech straight ahead, MadMaxWorld.tv. The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation all at the same time, enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste, and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies
and InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Baron will be great someday. He's tall. He's smart. But I have a great family, and they've done a fantastic job, and we appreciate it very much. Thank you. So she's suing me over banks that weren't defrauded when she should be focused on violent crime that's driving people out of the state. This is a persecution, not an investigation. She's put our family through hell. It's cost hundreds of millions of dollars to defend. But our heads are held very, very high. They want to settle the case, but I want no part of that. So here we are now. It's where we were today. in a city that was so great just 4 or 5 years ago. But now we're there, spend time there today as you possibly read, with a local failed district attorney charging a former president of the United States for the first time in history on a basis that every single pundit and legal analyst said, there is no case, there's no case. They kept saying, there's no case. Virtually everyone. But it's far worse than that, because he knew there was no case. That's why last week he delayed for a month and then immediately took that back and threw this ridiculous indictment together. Came out today, everybody said, this is not really an indictment. There's nothing here. My lawyers came to me and they said, there's nothing here. They're not even saying what you did. The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury evidence, for which he should be prosecuted, or at a minimum, he should resign. And Alvin Bragg's wife confirmed a report that claimed her husband has Trump nailed on felonies. She has since locked down her Twitter account. His chief prosecutor, who represented the Democrats and crooked Hillary Clinton and a firm run by Chuck Schumer's brother, Robert, he quit the firm in order to go to work in the DA office in order to get Trump. Can you imagine that? Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Democrat firm. Ultimately, he quit as chief prosecutor because Bragg didn't think he had a case. Think of that same guy that brought this ridiculous thing today. Yet during his investigation, this prosecutor named Mark Pomerantz wrote and published a book saying all sorts of privileged things, has been very strongly reprimanded. He was reprimanded so strongly. I've never seen anything like it. That's probably the end of it. But what he did was probably very illegal, but he was very, very strongly reprimanded. Even District Attorney Bragg was furious with him. They were having a tremendous fight in the office because of him. But hope is never lost, because various prosecutors in the DA's office also quit because they thought President Trump was being treated very unfairly. How about that? Isn't that great? Oh, I love them. I'd like to meet them. I'd like to meet them. The DA's office even had a webpage. Meet the team of executives who have done this to President Trump. That was the title. Isn't that nice? They immediately had to take it down. Meanwhile, overall, crime in New York was up 30% last year, much more than that the year before, with felony assaults, robberies, and burglaries all up by massive, massive numbers. Not the same place that I know, not the same place that you know. And this is where we are right now. I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family whose daughter worked for Kamala Harris and now receives money from the Biden-Harris campaign and a lot of that. We recently had another trial, and the same judge told the fine man who worked for me for many, many years that if you admit your guilt, you will be in jail for 90 days. But if you don't, if we go through a trial and you're found guilty, you're going away for 10 years and maybe longer. Which for a 75-year-old man with a great family really means life. What the prosecutors and judge did to that man, I will never forget. Because it's right out of the old Soviet Union. That's where we are. They said, you say anything about Trump, meaning that's bad, and you won't even have to serve the 90 days. You'll walk free. And they say that to many of my employees. We have this Jack Smith lunatic threatening people every single day through his representatives. They're threatening jail terms. But talk about Trump and you'll go free. This is where we are as a nation. Who would have thought they can't beat us at the ballot box? So they try and beat us through the law. That's the country in which we live, however, right now. The USA is a mess. Our economy is crashing. Inflation is out of control. Russia has joined with China. Can you believe that? Saudi Arabia has joined with Iran. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea have formed together as a menacing and destructive coalition. Would have never happened if I were your president. Would never have happened. Nor would Russia attacking Ukraine have happened. All of those lives would be saved. All of those beautiful cities would be standing. Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There will be no defeat like that. That will take us away from being even a great power. If you took the five worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would not have done near the destruction to our country as Joe Biden and the Biden administration have done. Incredibly, we are now a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. We can't let that happen. With all of this being said, and with a very dark cloud over our beloved country, I have no doubt, nevertheless, that we will make America great again.
All right, folks, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get to all your calls, Baldy and Pete and Stan and everybody that's been holding. Mike Adams is coming up with huge banking news and major breaking information. But I can tell you the deep state is moving against everybody right now. There's a lot I can't tell you on air at this point. But believe me, this is beyond a movie. Okay, even what's happening to InfoWars. They are making their move. The country is on its knees right now. If we just wake up, we'll be on our feet and we'll win. But this is the intelligence agencies through the bureaucracy, through everything, is waging war. They're destroying our borders, annihilating our energy infrastructure, flooding us with fentanyl, brainwashing our children, trying to destroy our families, starting World War III, engaged in epic level corruption. This is it. We have lived in an age of destruction. Hear about other countries that are corrupt and fall apart. Well, it's happening to America. No country's ever gone past 220 years. We're 245 years old. We're the oldest country or empire in history. And we are on our deathbed right now. And now this new revolution they've got is meant to bring us into total tyranny on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Something very clearly to all of you right now.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Since the end of World War II, the intelligence agencies seized full control of the U.S. They have been running us in the ground. They're controlled by the Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller Foundations. They do not want us in control of our destiny. They are desperate. They are in trouble. They are panicking. Their programs are in trouble worldwide. They're destroying our dominance in their attempt to dominate the world. It was American soft power is why people listened to us, because they thought we were free and they aspired to be like us. Now they hate us. But the world shouldn't hate America. Americans, on average, are still good people, not as good as we were. We're going to make our republic strong again and an example of the world, not a bully. But I can tell you behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, I've learned information I'm not at liberty to tell you yet. Of just how bad it is. The enemy is moving on all fronts against everybody right now. We are in the middle of a coup. They're not just going after Trump. And you should take every hour we're on air as very special. I could be off the air by tomorrow, just so you know. Now that I got your attention. They're about to tank everything, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to not have food at the grocery stores if we don't stop them. These people are psychotic communists. Who do you think created communism? The Rothschilds, the richest people in the world. They rob you. What does Soros do as their agent? He goes around and bankrupts countries and steals old people's pension funds, and the left worships him. When he was 14, he was rounding up fellow Jews. What a nice person. Mike Adams is coming up on the banking collapse. And I've got to attend to things, so I'm going to introduce him. He's a takeover and host. He'll do a great job. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and talk to Baldy in Florida. You wanted to make your political point. Go ahead.
Yes, and first I'd like to say that I agree with everything you just said, and I feel it in my heart. But first I want to go back to the spectacle that I witnessed last night alongside my beautiful wife. She immigrated here from Cuba, just recently gained her citizenship, and we thought we were watching the Oscars or maybe WrestleMania last night, and not the fall of our republic. In 2020, we moved our family here to Florida, not because of DeSantis and his policies, but in spite of President Trump and his lockdown policies. Yet still, as they were stealing the election away from President Trump, I was telling anyone that would listen that if people in power didn't stand up and stop this, that our country was doomed. Now I believe that even if Trump comes out against the COVID shot, as well as the people who chumped him into pursuing it, which would hands down win him the election, the deep state and their international partners will ignite three nukes, triangulating the country, causing total martial law, and causing hell on earth. And if you'd like to know the three cities that I've seen, probably about 10 years ago, Dallas, Chicago, and it was originally Boston. The nuke that they moved across the country, which Lindsey Graham last told us was off the coast of Carolina, is probably the third one that they haven't set on, but guaranteed Dallas and Chicago will be one. And then perhaps Washington, D.C., but originally it was Boston.
And I remember a CIA war game that covered like 15 years ago or so of the exact same attack. Thanks for the call, Baldy. Let's go to Pete in Washington. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. I just wonder if you'd ask Robert Barnes why he turned on DeSantis so aggressively when DeSantis is opposed to the vax, but Trump isn't.
Let's talk about that. Barnes was into some of the internal discussions with the two, trying to get him to run as a running mate. He believed they would do it. DeSantis went ahead and decided to go ahead and run against Trump. Barnes works for Trump, and that's no secret, so he's going with Trump. It's not rocket science. I like both men. I like Trump more because he's anti-World War III. I don't want this to be a personality contest. Now they've gone after Trump, and it's wrong what they're doing to him, and he's being politically persecuted. They're trying to take our right to vote for who we want. So even if it was a candidate I didn't like, I would be against them doing this. So, I mean, what do we just throw them to the Soros wolves? We just say, screw you, Trump?
No, Trump just has had an opportunity to pardon Julian Assange, to pardon Owen Schroyer, to pardon the January 6th, to stand by you relative to the First Amendment, to stand by American gun owners, to do something about voting integrity, to do something about...
Boy, hold on, a lot of that, you're right about Assange, and the shots, and a lot of it, but you're wrong. They didn't charge most people till after he was out of office. So to say he didn't pardon January 6th people, the president doesn't have the power after he's out of office.
You have the power to pardon prior to charging. He could have pardoned all the January 6th people the day after. He could have said, I should have been there. I should have told people to back out like Alex Jones did. I just wish Trump would show the fire to make a change in the world like you show. When you were there with Sundar Pichai, you were swinging for the fences. America is in dire straits. We need somebody who's going to swing for the fences. And you do that, but Trump does not.
Well, look, don't get me wrong. I've been super critical of Trump and all the Hollywood-esque crap and Jared Kushner. I'm just simply saying they're going after him fraudulently now. We cannot support that, even if you don't like Trump.
No, I agree they're going after him, but he spoke 95% of the time on his ego and how they molested his underwear, and then 5 minutes on all the other...
No, I agree. Why did he talk about his underwear and his passport? He should have been on the attack. But he says gold, like, I'm going to take down the deep state and the New World Order, and, you know, what am I supposed to then... Okay, what am I supposed to support then? Biden?
No, you're supposed to keep the forum open as exactly as you do for people like DeSantis to be heard, because what he's signing... Gun rights he just signed against CBDC.
No, I love the stuff. I love DeSantis.
I just felt like recently it became DeSantis is somehow a bad guy. Trump gave money to McCain for 10 years. Trump gave money to Clinton, to Hillary Clinton.
No, and he said, I bought these people. That's why I get it.
So I mean, DeSantis is a working class kid, grows up in an Italian family, goes to the military. How's he supposed to rise through the ranks without making some accommodations as he goes?
Well, no, I said that. Just because he was part of the establishment before, you got to judge him by his fruits later. And I totally agree with that statement.
Well, God bless you. And I just think the thing is, you got to strike when the iron is hot, and you got to make your move when the time is appropriate. The time for DeSantis to move has been recently.
Well, listen, I had Judge Andrew Napolitano on yesterday. He talked to top Democrat fundraisers, top people. This is all, you know, he told me I could say it on air, but not the, you know, the hoo-hoo. And they said they actually want Trump because they think they can beat him. And so that's basically what's going on. They did this to energize Trump with his base, so that Trump is the nominee to actually stop DeSantis. So the whole time we thought they wanted DeSantis, it looks like they want Trump. But it's super complex Machiavelli. And it's not like the globalists know everything. Hillary wanted Trump because she thought she could beat him. She was wrong. You get that? It's not like these people are God, brother.
Yeah, but they fixed it in 2020. He won and they stole it from him.
Damn right. I appreciate your call. Great call. I'm going to get to the next person. Alex in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for the signed copy of the Great Reset. When I marched with you in 2020, I had a copy of my Constitution, and your security wouldn't let me get close enough to you. They mushed me, but I marched with you the whole way, and I'm glad I finally got your signature, and it's a family heirloom until the day I die. Asking, you shall receive, right? The State of Our Union, dire straits. The Trump speech could have been better, but it was still effective, and the 35-foot-1,000 view I have is the currency's collapsing, cause and effect is absolute. And when you see what the globalists and the deep state and the Democrats are doing, they're wise enough to know the cause and effect of what they're doing. That's why they're building camps. That's why they're allowing sleeper cells into our country. That's why they're allowing the world to drop the dollar. They indicted Trump because they don't want to have even a slightest chance of him coming in and trying to reverse any of it, stopping the world from dropping the dollar. And with all that said, the only real solution and the only real thing we all need to do is prepare now. Get your families to prepare, because when it all is said and done, we're going to need to come together and we're going to need to mitigate this. And the realest power we have is voting with your dollars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get storable food, water filtration, everything you need to get, because that's how we're going to survive what is inevitably going to happen by cause and effect. Cause and effect is absolute. It's one of God's laws. Nothing in nature can escape it. And they're wise enough to know that because of the causes they're producing, they're preparing to displace millions of Americans and collapse our entire country. So unless we cause something massive to happen, this is inevitably going to happen. So granted, the awakening's here and we have time.
Hold on, Alex. Don't hang up. You're on fire. I want to come back to you in 2 minutes, hear what you have to say. We'll be right back. Then Mike Adams is coming. We'll continue with your calls as well. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.